Hi guys, welcome to video number 26 for the 500 DT Winner and KISS X3 tutorial videos. In this video we're going to have a look at the information that you see displayed in your viewfinder. This will change depending on what custom functions and settings that you are using on the camera, but we'll go over those now, and just so we can get to know what we see when we look through the viewfinder. Okay, so let's have a look at what you would see when looking through the viewfinder of your camera. In terms of any of the camera's settings, modes that you may well be in, custom functions that are active, so we'll have a look at those now. I was going to put together some fancy animated graphic for this, but I couldn't figure out how to, and it would have taken too much time. So here we are with a simple image that I've put together with some little arrows and words, so it should do the trick. So if we imagine this is your viewfinder here, the viewfinder on the 500D is a 95% viewfinder, so it's not 100% one, so you will lose some of the edges of the frame within the viewfinder, so when you actually take the picture you might see some things outside of it, so watch out for things coming in from the side of the frame. So here in this main area is your focus screen, okay, which is labeled there, and then next we have the spot metering circle, which is this circle in the center of the viewfinder here. Now the spot metering circle typically on cameras will meter 3 to 5% of the scene, so it's very accurate or specific area of an image or a subject, should I say, that you want to meter for exposure. Now the auto focus points that you can see dotted around here, we have 9 auto focus points. Okay, I've talked about those in a previous video. The center one is the f2.8 sensitive one, that's this one here, that's a cross-type sensor. So if your camera's struggling to lock onto focus in low light, then you would use that one. And these outer ones here are all non-cross-type f5.6 sensitive. So in low light, these will really start to struggle to focus. Okay, now next we go on to this bin here. Now this is white balance correction applied, and it's a little white balance symbol and a plus and a minus there that you would see if you have applied any kind of correction to the white balance. Now that is a function whereby you can dial in the white balance to look a little bit warmer, a little bit cooler, add some green or magenta. And I will do a further video on that. I've covered custom white balance before in terms of the white balance settings and setting a custom white balance. I've not gone into too much detail on the white balance correction, so we'll look at that in a separate video. Okay. We'll start from this side here. This solid light here, which would be green by the way, all of this display within the camera is green in terms of the numbers, that's the focus confirmation light. So once you have locked focus, you half press your shutter for example, or use the AF on button depending on how you have the camera configured, then you will hear the camera beep confirming focus. Your AF point you've got active will light up red briefly, and then you'll have a solid light here when it's confirmed focus. You may find that that light will flicker sometimes if you are using a continuous focus mode or you're coming off the half press on your shutter release. Next here we have a single digit display which will tell you what maximum burst that you can fire. That's when you're shooting multiple bursts or you're shooting a high frame rate on the 500D T1 Iron KISS X3, that is 3.4 frames a second I believe. And that tells you roughly how many frames you can get. Now, the maximum number that you can get within a burst depends on settings like ISO, high ISO noise reduction, highlight tone priority, and also the scene that you are photographing as well. Because different scenes, different subjects contain different color information, and certain subjects will contain more data than others when you're shooting them. So you'll see those file sizes change, and the max burst rate will change as well. Below there you can see a B/W, black and white monochrome. That just lets you know when you've got the picture style set to monochrome and the camera is shooting in black and white. The reason why it does that is if you're shooting JPEG, then it bakes the settings in, your exposure, your picture style. And so if you shoot a load of pictures and you're not checking the back of your screen and you get home and you go, ah, crap, they're all in black and white, then there's nothing you can do in JPEG. In RAW, you've got the color information as well, but in JPEG you haven't, so that's a nice little warning there to let you know that you've got the monochrome mode set. Next, you can see these digits here. Now, these will be used to display your ISO speed, so ISO 100, 200, 400, 800, 1600, 3200, 64, or H, which is the high. Okay, the little ISO there, that just tells you that when that's lit up, along with digits in here, that it is an ISO figure that it's given you. Now, D plus, highlight tone priority. Highlight tone priority defaults to ISO 200, and it prioritizes the highlights, that's the bright sections within the image, for example, a sky. It's not really a mode I use myself, but some of you may well find that useful. So when that mode is active, you'll find your ISO starts at 200, you can't go to 100, and its range goes up to 1600 and no more. So that little D plus symbol lets you know that you have highlight tone priority currently active, and that is a extra shooting option or within the custom function settings. Now here you have your meter bar, okay, or the exposure level indicator. Now this will behave differently in different modes. I mean, it's showing all of the lights lit up on here. If you're shooting, for example, in aperture priority, this will probably start somewhere in the middle unless you've programmed in some exposure compensation. Same for shutter priority or program mode. If you're shooting in manual, then you will see this meter bar start to move around as you shift your camera, okay, taking meter readings and dialing in your exposure. Now this will actually also tell you what level of exposure compensation you have dialed in. Like I've said, that would be an aperture priority, shutter priority, and program mode as well. You don't have exposure compensation in manual mode because you're shooting fully manual, so you're dictating what ISO, shutter speed, and aperture you're going to use. Now it will also let you know if you have red eye reduction lamp on, okay, and that's a little lamp on the side of the camera which will just make the pupil dilate and go a little bit smaller to reduce red eye when you're using the on-camera flash, because the flash on camera or built into it is on axis, and that's where you get red eye. Okay, and it also shows your auto exposure bracketing range, so you can get the set the camera up to take multiple exposures over a certain range, so you can, and it will tell you with markers on this bar whether you're going to take it from one stop under, a third of a stop exact, a third of a stop over, or one stop over. So it tells you where you've got marked for where it takes those three consecutive images. You would use that, for example, if you wanted to shoot HDR and combine multiple exposures together for that purpose. Okay, the next readout here, again, digital numbers, is all the way down here. I could have put that up there, couldn't I? Oh, is aperture. So that tells you what aperture is currently displayed. So you have a single digit and a dot and a single digit. So that could be F2, which would be 2 and 0, F1.8, which would be 1 and 8, for example, 2.8, 2 and 8, and so forth. So it tells you what aperture you currently have your camera dialed into. Now these readings, like ISO and aperture, they will behave differently in terms of you. Somewhere in some shooting modes you may have full control over them, and in others you won't. Typically, the semi-automatic and the manual mode you have more control, the automatic mode you don't have any. So you may see, for example, this say auto ISO instead of an ISO value, or it might start saying auto and then will show you the ISO that it picks. Okay, next we have the 4-digit display here, and this displays your shutter speed. Generally when you're shooting, so if you're in shutter priority, you could dial in a shutter speed you want to work with. The camera then would dictate what aperture you use, and if you're on auto ISO, your ISO as well. In aperture priority, you lock your aperture, and then this shutter speed, when the meter is active, will come back with a result for a hopefully correct exposure. Okay, and in manual, obviously, it's the shutter speed that you dictate you want to use. Now it also shows flash exposure lock by firing up the letters FEL. You can actually use the star button, which looks kind of like that symbol there, on the top right of the camera, which will be right near your thumb if you're using the flash, to lock the flash exposure. ETTL flash will meter the scene, and then you may find it's going to shift exposure from shot to shot to shot. If you like what it's done, lock the exposure and it'll stay more consistent that way. Busy, B-U-S-Y, that means that the camera is currently busy, okay, and it could be writing to the card. Maybe you've done a burst of shots in RAW and it's got to write the data before the camera's free to use again. And also the inbuilt flash recycling, you will see a little busy symbol there along with the flash symbol over here to let you know that the flash is actually recharging. The inbuilt flash doesn't recycle that fast, so especially if it's had to pull out full power, you may get the busy symbol. So that's where the camera may seem to lock up and not be responsive. It's just got to recharge that flash. You also will see FULL, so F capital little U capital L's, to tell you that a card's full, card error, or there's no card in there. Remember, you can tell the camera not to fire a frame or activate the shutter when there's no card in as well, and that saves you risking taking pictures, because it'll show a quick preview on the back of the camera and then it's gone. It's not writing to any card because there's no card there. Okay, next we have flash exposure compensation applied. So if we look at this little symbol here, you've got the little lightning bolt. Okay, I know my lightning bolts here look a little bit different. That's about the best I could do. And a plus and a minus. And that tells you that you currently have some amount of flash exposure compensation dialed in. It doesn't tell you the exact amount or the actual amount that you have dialed in. You would have to look at the back screen to see that. And it's that will tell you whether you're minus flash exposure or plus. Or plus even. Okay, next we have, again, to do with the flash. The star here is the FE lock or flash exposure bracketing, because you can bracket the flash. So you've got the little lightning bolt thingy here, or the flash symbol, and the star. That tells you that you've got flash exposure lock enabled. Okay, and the H, high speed sync, that comes up when you have high speed sync enabled. And that, by the way, is only a feature that's available with external speed lights mounted on the 500D, such as the Canon 430EX, 430EX2, 580EX, or the 580EX2 as well, along with some of the new generation, I think they're 600EX flashes that have just been released also. So that tells you if you're currently shooting in high speed sync. You will also see that notified on the back of the flash that you are using as well. Now, next we have flash ready and improper flash exposure lock. So that tells you that the flash is ready to go, and it may flash as well, telling you that your locked flash exposure is actually being read as to be incorrect. So it's just a quick warning there. Now, auto exposure lock and AEB, auto exposure bracketing in progress. You can press that star button, again, that one that's near your thumb, top right on the back of the camera, to lock your exposure in. When you're not shooting with flash, it defaults to locking your general exposure, that would be your ambient light exposure. When your flash, your pop-up flash, is up and active, it will lock your flash exposure. You can set the camera up to lock your exposure when you half press, so you lock the meter, and that's not going to change as well. So you can do both, basically. You can lock the flash exposure and your ambient light also as well. And the ambient light exposure will be locked when you half press the shutter. Now, auto exposure bracketing, that just tells you that it is currently in progress if that function is being used. And that will be read with, similar to down here, you'll see 3 points of these little, look like picket fences. So a quick shout out to Bo there from the Philippines. He described this as a picket fence, which is quite correct, really. It will show 3 of those fence posts, if you like, marked out where those 3 exposures are going to be, whether they're going to be correct, under, or over. So that's just a quick look at the information that you could well see when you look through the viewfinder on your 500D T1i and KISS X3. Please know that some of these may not be on yours because you might not have the custom functions set up. If you're unsure on what those custom functions do and where they are in the menus, then please go back and watch my earlier videos within the series, where I go through the menu systems, talk about each menu item, and show how to activate them. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. If you've got any questions or comments, stick them in the comments below. And don't forget also to check out newtophoto.com and subscribe to the New to Photo channel also. I've got some more videos coming up for the 500D T1i KISS X3. The next one after this will be how I have my camera set up. So I'll take you through my settings, my custom functions that I have on the camera. And that's coming up after this one. And then I'll be going into working with picture styles and metering whilst we're out in the field taking landscapes, action or sports, portraits, and I've got a video planned as well for shooting and dealing with low light. I will also get that extra white balance video done for white balance correction also as well. So they're the next few videos that will be coming up, hopefully to wrap the series of tutorial videos off. So as always, thank you very much for watching, guys, and I will catch you guys soon.